This is Akashvani, the news read by Hing Bia Hui. India and the UAE yesterday signed 5 agreements in various areas, including nuclear energy and petroleum. These include an MOU on the Barakah nuclear power plant operations and maintenance between Emirates Nuclear Energy Company and Nuclear Power Corporation of India Limited, an agreement for a long-term LNG supply between Abu Dhabi National Oil Company, ADNOC, and Indian Oil Corporation Limited was also signed. An MOU was signed between ADNOC and India Strategic Petroleum Reserve Limited. The MOUs were inked following delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, in New Delhi. The two leaders expressed satisfaction with the substantial progress achieved in recent years in the India-UAE Comprehensive Strategic Partnership and discussed opportunities to further widen and deepen the partnership in all areas of bilateral cooperation. Later, President Draupadi Murmu met the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Our correspondent reports that the Crown Prince also visited Rajghat to pay tribute to Mahatma Gandhi. Today, Sheikh Al Nahyan will visit Mumbai to participate in a business forum in which business leaders from both countries will participate. The All India Institute of Medical Sciences will launch a dedicated tobacco cessation clinic, TCC, in New Delhi today. This initiative is aimed at addressing the significant public health challenge posed by tobacco use in India. The TCC clinic is a collaborative effort between the National Drug Dependence Treatment Centre, NDDTC, and the Institute's Department of Pulmonary, Critical and Sleep Medicine. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has reiterated India's support for ceasefire in Gaza Strip as soon as possible. Speaking at the inaugural India-Gulf Cooperation Council Joint Ministerial Meeting for Strategic Dialogue held in Riyadh yesterday, Dr. Jayashankar also reiterated New Delhi's support for a two-state solution to end the current Israel-Palestinian conflict. The meeting was chaired by Qatari Prime Minister Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman Al Thani. It was attended by foreign ministers of Gulf Cooperation Council member countries, along with External Affairs Minister Jayashankar. On the sidelines of the meeting, Dr. Jayashankar held bilateral talks with his counterparts from Gulf Cooperation Council, GCC, member countries and Brazil. The discussions covered a wide range of bilateral, regional and global issues. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Semicon India 2024 at India Expo Mart in Greater Noida tomorrow. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. The Semicon India 2024 is being organized from 11th to 13th September with the theme Shaping the Semiconductor Future. Home Minister Amit Shah has been unanimously re-elected as the chairperson of the Parliamentary Committee on Official Language. Mr. Shah said the government is moving forward with the goal that by 2047, all government systems in the country will operate in Indian languages. He said that the Department of Official Language is developing software that will automatically translate all the languages of the 8th schedule on a technical basis. India will host the second Asia-Pacific Ministerial Conference on Civil Aviation from September 11 to 12 in New Delhi. Addressing the media in New Delhi, Civil Aviation Minister Kinjarappu Rammohan Naidu said that India is aiming for regional aviation growth and sustainability. Mr. Naidu said that India is positioning itself to become a major hub for maintenance, repair and overhaul MRO services, cargo operations and overall regional aviation as the third largest domestic aviation market globally. In Uttarakhand, one person died and two others were injured last evening after being hit by a stone falling from a hill in the landslide zone in Sonprayag, Munkatia area. The injured persons have been admitted to hospital. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami expressed condolences on receiving the sad news of the accident. He said, as soon as the information was received, SDRF, NDRF and Sector Magistrate Sonprayag were immediately sent for rescue. The Chief Minister said a rapid operation was carried out by the rescue team after reaching the spot. In hockey, defending champions India registered a dominant 5-1 victory over Japan in their second match at the Men's Asian Champions Trophy Tournament in Hulunbuir, China, yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.